Well, hello everyone. This is Robin Nielsen and I'm the Chief Wellness Officer here at Insulite Health, PCOS.com. And this is our inspiration hour for March. I'm so excited to be here with you. You know, it's tough being on your own with all these yucky symptoms of hormone imbalance. I know for myself, you know, it was just really hard to know which path to take. I didn't know that I wasn't alone. And so this is a great time each month that we set aside to help you on your journey and help you, you know, learn from others who have been on this path before you. I sure wish that I had had someone who could have helped show me the way, because it's a lonely journey and it's really hard. It's really hard by yourself. And that's why, you know, support community is so important to healing from the symptoms of PCOS. So really excited to be here with you today. And I have a very, very special guest who is going to tell us all about her story. You know, oftentimes I say, don't worry about getting a diagnosis for PCOS because it's so hard, right? PCOS is different for every single woman. It shows up differently. Our symptoms are different. Right? We may not have cysts on our ovaries. And even if we do have cysts on our ovaries, it's just a symptom. It's not the cause, right? So if you're just not feeling like yourself, if your life isn't going the way you want to, you're maybe not happy, or you have chronic fatigue, or you know that you have blood sugar issues, and maybe your menstrual cycle is irregular, and maybe you're struggling with infertility, or you just have brain fog, or you know you have weight gain for no unexplained or for no explained reason. It's definitely unexplained. You know, I know for myself, you know, I could gain 5 pounds in a day, no problem. And it was so frustrating, right? And facial hair and acne. I struggled with acne, you know, a good part of my life. And that's crazy, right? Let's just figure out what's going on and fix it, right? We don't have to struggle. So I have the beautiful Kristen Kadensky on with me today, who is just going to share her journey. And hopefully, you know, you can connect with some of what she has gone through and hear how she's really taking excellent care of herself. I have to say, you know, Kristen, I actually met her through a job site. I was looking for help for personal assistance in my business, and Kristen and I were destined to meet up, and she's going to tell you a little bit about how her health journey got started with me, but we were definitely meant to meet, and so blessed to know her. And I think she's going to tell you that it's been all good from there, right? So so welcome, Kristen. So great to have you on.
Hi, everyone. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so great to have you here. So Kristen, we want to hear definitely about your background. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, how old you were and, you know, when you started noticing that things weren't right. You know, when did you start noticing some symptoms for yourself?
Well, I just have to say, it's like connecting the dots now. Like now I realize everything in hindsight. Going through it, I've had symptoms since day one, but I didn't realize it. So for example, overweight. I was overweight, you know, my whole life. I've been just told I'm big boned. I just need to accept it. And the thing about being overweight is like right now, I would love to be size 11, 12. I've lost a lot of weight, went from size 28 to 18. But when I was size 11, 12, everyone else was size 3, 4. I like got curves in elementary school, and I was so upset that I skipped the junior department where all the cool clothes were. And so I've always felt overweight. Acne, I've always had acne into adulthood. Hair loss, you like hide things with humor, but I used to always say, oh, I shed like a dog. But, you know, that's not normal to be like lose that much hair all the time. I'm a very organized person because I have a poor memory. Low energy is a huge thing. now I see it later on. I always drank Pepsi. Then I amped it up to Mountain Dew. I was in college. I did no-dos. And then I became a Monster drinker. And I was hooked on Monster. So anxiety, funny story. I have had anxiety. I went to the doctor and I said, I just have all this anxiety. I went into more details, but he gave me acne cream. He's like, oh, you're breaking out a little. I think you could use some acne cream. So then I did the acne cream. That never really helps anyway. And I go back and I'm like, oh, I still have anxiety. I don't think that it was the acne cream. And I was put on Prozac. High blood pressure. I got out of college and at a young age, I was diagnosed with blood pressure. And they would just be like, oh, you're so young to have high blood pressure. It was like off the charts. I'm sure the fact that I was, you know, living on Mountain Dew didn't help, but, you know, I've just had severe high blood pressure. My had a normal pregnancy, and my son was due September 15th, and 4th of July, out of nowhere, I blew up, retained water, and had to go to the ICU, and I had preeclampsia, and they gave him a shot for his brain and his lungs to develop. And they said, we're going to keep you here until you get kidney failure and your life comes first. So he came July 8th. So I did not have a normal pregnancy. I got heavier and heavier. I looked into gastric bypass surgery. And I can remember them saying, I was so upset that I wasn't fat enough. And I was like, oh, do I need to eat more cheesecake? You know, and I'll call you back in a week. And I got to the point that I was 300 plus pounds. My ankles were swollen, was given meds for having retaining fluid. I went to the ER, thought I was having a heart attack. They said it was an anxiety attack. And so then they sent me to see a cardiologist. Good news, my heart was good. I did not realize that cardiology and sleep apnea run hand in hand. So they're like, well, why don't you take this sleep study? I failed the sleep study and they said, go to a hospital and take an in-hospital sleep study. I thought I was sleeping. No, I was not sleeping. I stopped breathing so many times. I don't remember numbers, but I was not sleeping. So I had sleep apnea. So then I had, for a little period, I was on phentermine just to lose weight, which is just basically speed. And when I moved, from Maryland to Delaware, I wanted to be on phentermine again because I just wanted to lose the weight. So my doctor said that was very dangerous and they wouldn't give it to me, but you could see this other doctor. That doctor would have given it to me, but said, why don't you see my nutritionist? And that's when I started, and I was on a no-carb diet, and I started losing weight, and then I met Robin, but I never got answers like why. Why is this happening? I was just told. So I just got so much education and learned about PCOS. And then I started realizing this whole, sorry for the long story, but this whole list, they're all symptoms. Every single one of them are symptoms of PCOS. And honestly, I had no idea my entire life until like, you know, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. So that's in a nutshell.
Thank you, Kristen, for sharing that. Oh my gosh, you've been through so much. And give us sort of a timeline on that. So when did you, so you said when you were in, I don't know, you kind of skipped the was it the youth department of clothing or so what ages were you along the path here?
Well, I mean, even in, I got my menstrual cycle in elementary school, so I started getting curves. So by middle school and high school, I never could wear, you know, junior clothes. So I just always was tall and always felt heavy, you know, my entire life. I mean, it's just interesting, you get older and all your friends start having kids and all of a sudden they're getting curves now. It's like I've had curves my entire life since elementary school. So the overweight thing, it was the first thing that started really young. And
yeah. And then you mentioned low energy. The doctor gave you acne cream when you went in for anxiety.
Right.
Yeah, and you had high blood pressure and preeclampsia and poor memory and then you got to 300 plus pounds. So then tell us some of the things. Well, what were some of the things you were feeling? I think it's really important to talk about that. So when you were at your lowest point, what were you thinking?
Well, my son was planned and the best thing that ever happened to me. And it's all about my son. I just got to the point, like going upstairs, I was winded. And you just notice, I would choose to sit and watch more. And then I even, as a toddler, ask him to get me something, you know, like I wouldn't even get up. And I'm an energetic, happy person. So the fact that I became a watcher. And I had a friend, and they were in the hospital a lot and going through all these health issues. It was in their 50s, and I was just turning 40. And I'm like, I got a long life to live. And I'm watching, and I can't breathe. And I thought I had a heart attack. And, you know, when you have that much weight on you, it, you know, just doing the steps and that being difficult. You know, and you have a toddler and you're running around chasing and stuff. So pretty much because of my son and me wanting to be around and wanting to run around and, you know, now we hike, we bike, we, you know, do so much stuff. Oh, and another big thing, I love amusement parks and rides. And it just broke my heart that I couldn't fit in the roller coaster and I was asked to like step aside. So I just wanted to like, that was like very upsetting. So I was like, things have got to change. I can't even ride a roller coaster.
Yeah. So tell us about your path to healing. So, you know, you went to a lot of different doctors. I think when you and I were talking to prep for this interview, you know, you said you'd been to maybe five doctors, you know, your GP, your OBGYN, your cardiologist, you went to the ER. There was someone else in there.
Sleep apnea doctor.
Sleep apnea doctor. When was it, and like what transpired? How did you decide that you had to take your health into your own hands?
Well, it was exciting at first, which is why I want to give encouragement for people to hang in there. When you're heavy, you actually can lose a lot of weight quickly. Or like I like lost 10 pounds in 1 week, which this just goes to show how much bread and pasta does to us. So when your body is just used to only eating bread and pasta, you know, but then things slow down. But you talk about the 5% change, and it's just so important because I was also a person, you know, you have your smoothies, but someone else told me about smoothies. But when someone else told me about smoothies, I was like, I don't do smoothies. I just no. It's not going to happen, you know? And I also now cook, you know, even when I was going, I did the Weight Watchers things for a period because I just want to nuke my food, you know? Like, is it the right amount of points? And, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And so I was very, I always say this, I'm just very resistant. I was resistant to all of this, but you start making small changes and it really does start adding up and adding up and adding up. And I like couldn't believe it. A year later, you know, I walk up with my girlfriend and I'm like, she's like, I was like telling her about my smoothie. And she's like, do you realize you told me a year ago you would never drink a smoothie? And I'm like, I know. And so a lot of changes, cooking, quitting the monster was huge. Took me a long time to drop the monster. I am now into green tea.
Yay!
And
Woo-hoo!
it's amazing, you
That
know.
was a hard change for Kristen, but she rocked it.
And it's amazing that you can get a boost from all these things, but it is all very overwhelming. But the other thing you say is things seep in. They seep in. And it's another thing I'd like to tell is like, let things percolate from a Freedom for PCOS thing. This was like 2 times ago. You said, do something creative. Robin always gives challenges. it was back in my mind, like months and months and months ago. I want to start painting again, but you can't always do it right away. And then I just started painting my house, and I'm painting a mural in my foyer now, but I let it sit there. And so like even with the smoothie, it was sitting there. And it's not bad and it's not horrible. And once you start doing it, like, I can't believe the stuff I'm trying to eat that I just never even knew because I just didn't do it.
I think that if there's one thing I have to say about Kristen, there's a lot of beautiful things I could say, but one thing I could say is that she shows up, right? I mean, I have seen her energy and continue to increase. And I tell you, I mean, even, you know, she's off the Monster drink. She's, you know, I think it was Mountain Dew and Monster. And, you know, since I've known her, it's been quite a transition because it's hard to give up those things that we feel keep us going, right? Really hard. But her energy is amazing now. And she's not doing any of that stuff. And she shows up like she's not afraid to try things now. And I think that's a really important thing to note is that when you don't feel well, you're just not motivated in all areas of your life, right? I just learned recently that she's, you know, was known as Martha Stewart. You know, she's amazing decorator. She on one weekend, she painted this room and completely redecorated it recently. And, you know, that's pretty incredible when you went from having no energy and incredible brain fog, right, to now this completely kind of restored person. So give us some more of your success stories. So like you just hit really briefly on your weight, but you've made some significant changes in your weight. You've gone from size 28 to size 18.
Yep. And and then it's all these changes and you can't do it all at once. So another major change is I was on the depot shot and I mean, actually in hindsight, my period was always irregular and heavy and I loved being on birth control. Before the depot shot, I was on the pill for years, but I did that to help me control so now, like in hindsight, I'm seeing how, oh, you know, things were off for so long. And I was resistant to that. I was like, you know, because Robin's been giving me this advice. And I'm like, are you crazy? I can't go off the depot shot, you know? So I went off the depot shot. The CPAP machine, which maybe someday I'll be able to be off of. But I didn't understand, because I really did feel like I was sleeping, what a true night of sleep feels like. And I fall asleep sometimes without my machine and I can tell a difference. I just have so much energy now that I'm really, really sleeping. You know, I'm not on the Prozac, obviously. What else? Just tons of veggies, exercise, movement, being part of groups. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. I mean, I've just been learning all this stuff. You got to have fun with it, but I like it when people like, yeah, just trying things, tell me something to do. I have like this personal trainer. She's not my trainer, but she just, it's a little Facebook thing. But like every once in a while, she's like, do a plank. I like never did planks before. but she's like, for today, you know, and that's like how you like, Robin gives you like, this is what we're going to do today, your daily challenge. And she's like, do a plank today and take a picture in a crazy place. And I was at the pool and I just planked there and my son take a picture. And all of a sudden, it went way beyond weight. It's like, it's a change of life. You know, I've changed. I mean, I still have great friends, but you get healthier friends, healthier clients, and healthier people in your life, healthier circles. And, you know, so much can happen.
Yeah. You touched on a lot of great topics. So let's just review a couple of them. So you ended with kind of surrounding yourself with like-minded people, right?
Right. Because the thing I didn't mention is I've learned about insulin resistance and hormones. I've said anxiety a lot, but a lot of this stuff has to do with hormones. And it can just totally make you think of life the way it's not is. And I do have that issue. Like this little surveys you have, you do, like, I didn't realize just recently, cause I plateaued for so long. She's like, well, get a blood test. And I had a blood test done and my numbers have totally shifted, but my brain was stuck that I'm not making any changes. You know, life sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck, yeah, but I have those moments, and because I'm not seeing the difference on the scale, I love the word non-scale victories. But really things have changed. And then besides the blood test, and I got my tax return, and I'm like making double that I made last year. Is this about PCOS? Is this about, you know, but it's not all about weight. The whole point is it changes your life. When you don't have the anxiety component and the hormones component is huge. And, you know, I don't know. It's just huge.
Yeah. Wow. And so, you know, that's part of the path that we are taking here at Insulite Health, is that eventually we'll add the financial component. I mean, you touched on a huge topic. I mean, it transforms your life, right? When you transform your health and that's no longer what you're always focused on, you can focus on other things and look at the abundance that's coming in for you.
You know, and the saying, thoughts become things. Okay, so I'm still size 18. I have no abs, but I say I have abs because I'm going to get some abs. I don't know how, and if I have to draw them on, they're coming. So, you know. Yeah. You just keep reaching higher and higher. I mean, I still have a long way to go, but one of the reasons I wanted to, when you asked me to do this, I was like, yeah, because I'm influenced by so many people. I loved one of the people, like, I listened to the other interviews, that how you can like eat one thing and gain 10 pounds in like one day. And that's me too, you know, and it's just so nice listening to other people and going through the same thing. So I was like, sure, I'll do it, because I do think it's interesting, because I do get jealous when people say, oh, I've had PCOS since, or I've been diagnosed, and I've not been diagnosed, but I think I have enough of the things racked up that, and it doesn't matter, because I'm happier and healthier. You know, my blood markers have changed so much. I was like diabetic, pre-diabetic. And now my healthy blood markers are like totally in the normal range. So,
gosh, that is a huge celebration. That's huge. And you've done it all yourself, right?
No, I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's support groups. The support group is so important. You mean, yes. You've been tremendous. Because, like I said, I was seeing a nutritionist, and I don't want to say she was good, but I'm saying you have to educate yourself, because if you don't know why, you know, like I love, like, I learned so much about magnesium. It's like, you know, if you're just taking a supplement and don't know why, you know, why is this doing this to my body? You know, what are these things doing? Then you like, you get encouraged to do more. So I can't always say it back as good as I hear it, but it's sinking in and I feel so much more educated.
So one other thing that you mentioned that I want to touch on is that you had been on birth control pills. Mm-hmm. And right. then why were you on birth control pills?
I mean, not to get pregnant, but also in the beginning, even to regulate my period and it helped my acne, and you know, it did help.
So birth control pills, they don't give you a normal menstrual cycle, just so you know. They don't help with ovulation or anything. All they do is disrupt hormone imbalance. They disrupt hormone balance, right? So it creates more estrogen, which we're already out of balance with estrogen and progesterone, and it just makes it worse, right? And it's a synthetic estrogen, so it's super unhealthy for us.
I would say when I was on the depo, I was on the depo for 8 years, and I did not get my period for 8 years, which the fact that I didn't physically have it was wonderful, but I still got PMS. I still got the munchies. I got like, it was like three things happen in a row. I get like a migraine headache, the munchies, and totally emotional. So even though I didn't physically get my period, I still got all the PMS symptoms. And now it's not that bad. And I guess it's because of all the supplements and all the changes and everything. I mean, it's timely, it's short and sweet, and I get a little, like, might be watching a movie, get a little teary, you know, so it's like, oh, it's that time of the month. But I mean, it's not anything unbearable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it just goes to show you, when you take care of your body and give it the nutrients it needs, the food it needs, right? All the different nutrients, you can feel so much better. So much better. And why did you go from birth control pills to Depo shot? I missed that.
Because of my high blood pressure.
Okay. It was safer, considered safer. Yeah. And the Depo shot is more hormones, right? So our bodies were already hormone imbalanced. And so that's why I really encouraged Kristen to get off the Depo shot as well. And what have you noticed now that you're off it? Do you notice an improvement? I guess you did, from the PMS symptoms alone.
Yeah. I mean, it was very surprising that, because I do remember it being a big deal, like in my teenage years, how it was heavy and irregular and it was a pain. And now it's not a pain. It's like the way it should be. It's like timely, short, and sweet.
So. Gosh, that's so awesome. Congratulations on all those amazing changes. And, you know, I was talking earlier today, I've had a lot of calls today, and I was talking about how, you know, when we just show up, right, we just show up, so many good things happen. Like, it's hard to show up, right, especially if you're unmotivated, if you have really low energy, if you have brain fog, it's hard to just get through the day, let alone show up for inspiration hour, right? But if you can find a way to just show up, really good things happen. And Kristen is really good at showing up. I tell you, she is on a mission to be her best. And I just, like, I love it. I just love it. And that's really what needs to happen. You know, you just have, and we know that just by showing up and taking, just continuing to take that next step, that we just keep getting healthier and healthier and healthier. And that's our 5% solution. Just taking these little baby steps. And in our private community for our customers, right, we are doing a weekly challenge now. So every week you have just one thing to focus on, just one thing, right? And now all of a sudden when you start implementing and making these little tiny small changes, you know, when you add them all up, they become these huge things. So at the end of a year, you're like this whole different person. Would you agree, Kristen?
Yeah, and you just made me think of, like, you always are learning something, and you can always have an aha moment. And an aha moment happened just this past weekend. We were planting beach grass, and I had a travel bag, and it just so happens, because I don't carry green tea on me, which I'm going to change that. I thought I should have, like, some green tea in my car. And these are like tips and different stuff you learn, and this one just hit me. So we had to plant beach grass. I had tons of kids in my car. We were just running through Mickey D's. I know, horrible thing. And I was like, man, you know, it was like early in the morning. I'm like, I wish I had my green tea. And I remember I had the tea bag. And even the kids said, because they know I've given up Monster, you know, Miss Kristen, you can get hot water, which I've never even thought of that, because this is not me and my, you know, thing. I ordered from McDonald's hot water, and I just thought, I was like, I could do this all the time. Just have green tea bags in my car. And, you know, for you coffee drinkers, that might be normal, but I don't drink coffee. So it never even occurred to me that I could just get a cup of hot water. So I was on the beach planting beach grass, and I had my green tea. And I'm like, this would be a nice new habit to have, like, your emergency backup. Because that's what I do. I run to the Royal Farm, you know, I used to, and you're driving and stuff, and I used to do like Monster or something. But I'm like, all I need is hot water. But right. this is not normal to me, because, you know, I'm just a new tea drinker. So.
That is so cool. You're right. And you could just drink the hot water, but it's not in our realm of reality. So we don't know to think about it. And that's why it's really important to be around people who are like or doing what you want to be like or do, right? Because we have to keep, you know, changing, keep growing. And it's so important because our health is of, we're of similar health to our five closest friends.
Yep.
So unless we really change that sphere of support, we're going to be stuck where we are.
And I love walking. I mean, it is true that you don't have to do stressful exercise, but you know, we are all so busy. So it's great to have like multiple walk partners. So as long as I have like this person on this day and this person on that day, or sometimes they go on and off, you know, you need to switch it up. But yeah, that's just another reason of having multiple people. So I found different people to walk with.
Right. Right. When you're connect, I mean, our Empower group is so powerful. I love our ladies in there. Oh my gosh, they're so inspiring. Oh my, sometimes their meals are way more fantastic than mine a lot of times, and their ideas and, you know, what they've experienced and what they know works. And, you know, we have women who have been there, done that, and they're on a roll and doing great. And we have women who are just starting out. So it's a great way to get support wherever you are. I want to make sure that if you're listening live, that you share this video, that you comment, that you post a question, that you like, and make sure you like our page, because then we can connect you if you win. We're giving away one of our PCOS five element systems today. It's a $129 value. It's really a lifetime worth of value. And we're going to announce it in just a few minutes at the end of this call. And if you have a question for Kristen or a comment, please post. I'm going to tell her some of the comments right now. So what would you say? So just want to give a shout out to Katie and Denise. And hey, Lindsay. Oh, my gosh. So great to see you on our call. Lindsay, total rock star, too. She used our system to get pregnant. You know, she was, you know, doing infertility treatments and struggling a little bit. And we got reconnected. And she was already a rock star with her diet. We just changed a couple of things and she got on our system. And before she knew it, it was super quick for her. She was expecting her second baby. And gosh, her sweet little child is, not quite a year. No, probably 6 months old or something. Anyway, so great to see you there. So I want to, Katie posted, she says, have you had any luck with myo-inositol?
No. I mean, I've never heard of that.
So myo-inositol is not in our products. We're contemplating putting it in our four nutrients, our four supplements that we provide with our system. But our system works so great without it that we're probably not going to add it in. Our bodies make inositol, so you just need to support your body to make inositol. And it does, inositol has a lot of great benefits, so it's something that you could definitely try. But our nutrient system is really providing the nutrients to get your body hormonally balanced while you're addressing blood sugar issues. So that's the answer to that question. And what would you say to Katie and let's see, there was someone else too who posted, I guess it's just mostly Katie. Just, you know, she says small changes are key, but they're so hard. And then she said it's really hard to stay committed and consistent. You know, what advice do you have for her?
Well, there's little cheats and, you know, like, and they're cute for a while. And then you can move on and let go. Like I did the, I had a gallon jug and I wrote in marker the times of the day. And I saw it on Pinterest somewhere, but it just was like a little reminder. It was like a little hack to remind me to drink the water. But like also substitutions, you know, I can make anything. One, before I never cooked and only ate processed food, I can make anything out of cauliflower. I make this really good Chinese fried rice out of cauliflower. I can make my buffalo wings instead out of cauliflower. I mean, there's so many different things you can do with cauliflower. But I've just learned all these substitutes because I just like actually enjoy, you know, cooking. And just recently, my mom used to make this Spanish rice with bacon and tomatoes and onions, but rice. So I'm like, why don't I just put quinoa in it? And I like love this dish now. So you can still do what you used to, you just with a twist. And then when you do it with a twist, you didn't really give up anything. So I've become a big fan of substitutions.
That's awesome. I love it. I love your little tricks. Kristen has all these tricks and she's up on a lot of things. I tell you, once we let like the tiger out of the cage, she's like on it. She keeps me on my toes, that's for sure. And thanks, Lindsay. Lindsay said her daughter turns one in May. Oh my God, I can't believe it's been almost a year. And she also said that she can't wait to start the system again soon. So I'm super excited for that too, because I know it'll really support you. Awesome. All right. And so, so let's see. So Denise wrote in, I've had PCOS since I was 17, but didn't get diagnosed with it until I was 30, and she has hair growth. So just want to make sure that you get on our system, Denise. It'll help you so much. Because what happens with facial hair growth is that you're converting your testosterone. So you probably have elevated levels of testosterone, then you're converting it to a more potent androgen or male hormone called DHT, and that causes the hair growth. So we want to block that, and our nutrients will help to block that conversion. Yeah, so great. So great, so glad you're here. And so glad for everyone. I'd love to see your posts and comments. That really helps us know what to say and how to support you. So let's see. Let me just make sure I've addressed all the questions. Yeah. So if you have any additional questions, please be sure to post here and we'll get them answered for you. And what I'd like to ask you, Kristen, is if you could give our audience three tips, so three like easy to do tips to really, you know, move them from where they are now to where they want to go, what would it be? Like, what are your top three tips to help women maybe get off the couch and on to doing something for themselves?
The 5% solution, we talked about, but I can't stress it enough because all of this is just very overwhelming. I think it's all overwhelming. You know, all the things you got to do, like I say, well, I never realized it's just so hard just to eat and sleep and live. Like, once you start paying attention to this stuff. So it is difficult, but if you just do a small change and, you know, the holidays come up and then you get back into it, you always have to do I'm just getting back into, now I'm doing my Zumba again, but it's because I fell off the wagon a little bit. But you know what? That's my 5% change. This week, I'm going to Zumba because summer's coming and I'm going to shake my hips. So, you know, and it does add up. And then other things come naturally and you don't need a gallon jug of water anymore. You just automatically start drinking more water. So I think the 5% solution is really good. The support group is just really, really awesome. You know, I'm always saying things, but I'm also like influenced by so many other people. And so I just think that's just really, really important. And non-scale victories. You start getting bolder. I do have some before. I have my own private before and after pics and stuff because, like I said, mentally, you know, it is tough and you can't see. You know, all you see is the scale. The scale has been a big deal for me. I've expressed a lot of frustration to Robin about the scale. But the non-scale victories, when things just fit better, you get compliments. I mean, I even get compliments on my complexion. And it's not that I feel like I don't have acne. I mean, I just actually, my complexion looks better. And people are like, you look so much better. So that's what you got to hold on to, is those non-scale victories and not the scale. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, those are three great tips. Three great tips. So our first one was a 5% solution, right? So just making small changes over time, right? Because you want them to eventually add up to big changes, which they will. If you make small changes and you add them all together over time, equals something really big. Super profound. And just by, you know, like Kristen said, making one small change, you can start to feel the difference in a big way. And number two is just the support community, you know, our great support community. Amazing. And number three was the non-scale, so not getting on your bathroom scale, right? Non-scale victories. So focusing on those really cool things that are happening for you or that you want to happen for you, right? The thoughts become things. Really easy to focus on what's not working, right?
Right.
Yeah. Really easy to complain about how heavy we are or, you know, how ugly our face is or, you know, how we're so tired all the time. But what you focus on in grows, right? What you focus on grows. So all we want to do is shift that focus a little bit to focus on what we want. And we have right. lots of tips for doing that. It's hard, for sure. Right. But it's definitely doable, and it becomes easier the more you practice it. So we have another question from Lisa. Thanks so much, Lisa. How do you remember to take all the supplements? How do you remember to take all the supplements? Kristen, what's your trick?
Well, a lot of different ones have posted. No one's posted this. I have a basket, and on the lids and marker, I write, like, B2, L2, or two, you know, and so they're just all in the basket, and because I get confused too, and so like with the markers and everything, they're just there, and I just grab, and I do have my Glucax by the bed, so like that I take before and after, but everything else is like with a meal, so that's what I do. You get right. used to it. And the other thing is this made me think of it. So when I go away, I make little baggies up and I take them with you. But I had another friend who was very influential, and I was like, I'm going away. And I'm like, I almost feel like this is in the beginning. I should take a cooler. She's like, take a cooler, you know, take a cooler of food. And, you know, like in the beginning, you feel really weird doing stuff like that. But like you said, you go with like-minded people, and then you realize it is not strange like to do that. So,
yeah, I love it. You know, and just when you show up, you know, you just get all people want to help you. We want to help to see you succeed, right? That's our whole goal. If you succeed, we succeed. So we're always so, so happy for all the small successes, no matter what they are. And I actually have. I went to the hardware store and I actually bought a nuts and bolts container. And it's a plastic container that just has a bunch of little boxes, right? Little places to put your supplements. So I just make a little chart, tape it on the cover, and then I put my supplements in there because I really like to do things once. So I pour them all in there, and then I have them, you know, for a few weeks. It really lasts me for a few weeks. So super, super simple. And like Kristen, I take, you know, take a little baggie or a little smaller supplement box in my purse if I need to, if I'm out and about. So really super easy to take your supplements. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we are ready to announce our winner. What do you think, Kristen?
Yay.
Yay. All right, Angie. So Angie is standing by to do a drawing for us. So Angie, when you're ready, go ahead and post our winner. Yeah, and again, we're so excited to be here with you today. And we're so grateful to Kristen for sharing her journey and putting herself out there, because it's definitely not easy.
No, I was nervous, but it's all for a good cause.
Yeah, yeah, definitely for a good cause. And, you know, Kristen's one of our big cheerleaders, you know, in our community. She definitely, she wants to see you succeed. She posts a lot, and just great support. All right, so the winner is Denise Smith. Congratulations, Denise. Yay. So you want to make sure, Denise, that you like our page so we can contact you. And for all of you who have joined in today, we're again so grateful for you. Please make sure that you like our page so that we can all stay connected and we can keep sharing really good tips for all of us to stay on track, because the science shows that it takes a community to like this to be successful with our health. And you're welcome. You're welcome, Denise. So we look forward to seeing you all again next month. It's the third Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you mark your calendar for every month, because we're going to help you get there. We want to see you succeed. All right. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.